Greg Berhalter, I think, has to go, and I think they should hire Joe Ellis.
But if they could go and maybe just talk to one of the more high-profile managers in Europe who's out of the job.
Man City and Liverpool are fine. Hello, I'm Owen Murray on the Social Distancing Football Podcast. Today, me and my co-host Lathan Joblin will be discussing the U.S. men's national team's recent struggles, who they should hire as their coach, and what their lineup should be. Don't go away. We'll be right back with more content for you.
Hello, and welcome back to the Social Distancing Football Podcast. Now, our first topic is going to be the U.S. men's national team and sort of what they should do before, I guess, would be the Gold Cup. When is the next one? And the general situation.
So, obviously, when the men's national team failed to qualify for the World Cup in 2018,
It was the first time since
the 80s or 70s,
yeah. And the furthest we've ever gone was the semifinals in the first ever World Cup, which was a much smaller tournament. I'm pretty sure there were straight out of the group stage into the semis.
I think it might have been the quarters, yeah.
Quarters or semis. So it wasn't that hard to get to the semis.
So MLS right now is in full swing, and if the U.S. wants to do well at the next World Cup in 2022, let alone qualify, they should definitely be looking there. And I have three players who I think they need to definitely get in the squad, and those players are Jordan Morris, who plays for the Seattle Sounders, and he is basically tearing up the league. He's an MVP candidate. He's not going to win because he's going to split votes with Rui Diaz and Ladero.
Well, and he's got seven goals. I don't know if that counts as tearing up. He's been probably the Sounders' best player this season.
For sure. He's definitely been our MVP this season. But he has proven that he can do it on the international stage as well. He scored the winner in the Gold Cup final 3 years ago.
Right after his breakthrough campaign, where he scored 12. Yeah.
He's shown he has incredible mental strength to come back from two ACL injuries
on the same knee within 2 years.
And last year he was the MLS Comeback Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So I think he definitely needs to be in the squad, and we'll talk about where he's going to play later. But
yeah,
my second player to watch from MLS is Walker Zimmerman. He's probably on his day the best center back in MLS.
He's playing for Nashville now,
but I think that because you can see how LAFC have almost collapsed without him in defense.
Have they conceded the most goals in the league or just in the Western Conference?
It's like the fifth most, and I think it's the most in the West. So they're relying on their goal scoring, and aside from the odd fluke, they have been underperforming massively. So I think that just shows you how good.
I wouldn't call it a fluke, and they're not underperforming massively because the issue with
they're in fourth.
They're in fourth, but they are also pretty close on points to being in first. So you have to look at the points, not the place.
So LFC are in fourth on 24 points, level on games with the Sounders in first, who have 30 points.
Yeah, that's only...
So they're not too far off.
It's a 7-point difference, which is a fair amount, but they're well within the playoff range, which is eighth place.
Yeah. I mean, so Colorado's in the playoffs.
I don't know. So who else from the MLS?
And then my last player to watch is actually Jozy Altidore, who his Toronto FC have been very, very good this year. They're top of the shield by three points, but they're 7 points off the Sounders, who are top of the West.
They did play the same couple of teams for half a year.
Yeah. But regardless, I think Josie has shown that he, when healthy, can play really well. And he's still possibly the best American forward around, at least for the time being. Who knows if that'll still be here by 2022. But for the time being, I believe he is the best American striker around. And he should be in the squad, probably as the starting nine. Yeah, at least for this next year. Do you have any comments?
I also think that Reggie Cannon should get into the squad, and Christian Roldan from Sounders, which is two Sounders players.
Yeah, two Sounders.
But, I mean, Christian Roldan is one of the better midfielders in the MLS, and Jordan Morris is one of the best wingers in the MLS.
Calling Roldan a midfielder. Definitely. He can play anywhere.
He is a midfielder. I think that Morris is probably the best American winger in the league.
Oh yeah.
He's
the best winger in the league, not named Carlos Vela.
Yeah, Pavon from Galaxy is pretty good. I know that they're not doing great, but he's strung together the attack completely. They need to realize that a lot of the players out from Europe are, like, a lot of them either weren't born in the U.S. or haven't ever or rarely lived there. For example, Serginho Dest, who is second or third biggest talent, U.S. talent right now.
Yeah.
He may have been born in the U.S., but he grew up in the Netherlands.
And he actually snubbed them to choose the U.S., which must have been a pretty hard choice.
And Gio Reyna was born in Sunderland, England. He pretty much chose the U.S. because both of his parents were U.S. heroes. Christian Pulisic is an exception. He was born in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And and he moved when he was 17. I think he moved to Dortmund.
Yeah, 17 or 16.
And then I don't know much about Weston McKennie's past, but he's at Juve right now, and Tyler Adams has spent a very long time, or a lot of his life in Europe through Salzburg and Leipzig now.
Yeah.
He did play for the Red Bulls, though. Yeah.
He came out through that Red Bull system.
Yeah, the New York Red Bulls. And Zach Steffen played for Columbus for forever and is now on the men's event. I think he made his debut a couple of weeks ago in the Carabao Cup.
Yeah, in the Cup.
Yeah. So how do you think that the U.S. men's national team should line up?
I think that the undisputed top goalkeeper is Zach Steffen, but also a fair shout is Stefan Fry, who actually has never been
three
Sounders players. I think he should definitely be
definitely no goalkeeper. Bias. No bias at all from two Sounders fans.
No.
No.
But I genuinely think he should be the backup goalkeeper. How he hasn't gotten a MLS Goalie of the Year award.
Or just a call up. I mean, he was in the All-Star years ago.
He was.
Against Real Madrid.
Yeah, but everybody was saying he was a terrible goalkeeper because he couldn't save penalties from
Ronaldo. What is he supposed to do against Ronaldo, Bale, and Karim Benzema?
He's not that good.
Penalty.
Yeah. I do think Steffen starts in goal. Zimmerman, like I was saying, starts in center defense for me, along with John Brooks. And then Dest will actually start on the left, even though it's a right back. So we can fit Reggie Cannon into the side. Who do you have in the back four?
John Brooks. And is it Shane Long? Is that his first name, Shane?
Aaron.
Aaron Long. I have Aaron Long partnering John Brooks. And then it's happened before playing Dest on the left and Reggie Cannon on the right, but also I think that probably Robinson on the left and Dest on the right is the better fullback partnership.
That's fair.
And I also have Zach Steffen in goal.
Yeah, so I suppose I should have mentioned, I'm playing in a 4-2-3-1.
I'm playing a 4-3-3.
Yeah, so I have Adams and McKennie sort of in interchanging midfield roles, with Gio Reyna ahead of them in the 10. And then I have Pulisic wide left and Jordan Morris wide on the right, which is not his natural position, but I think he will be able to float in at points and even play as like a second forward, depending on the
how. And then also they if needed.
Yeah. So they could even almost switch to a 4-4-2 with Reyna on the right and Morris and Altidore in a front two, which is basically how he played at Stanford.
Yeah.
If they need to become sort of more solid. And then I suppose I already mentioned this, but I have Josie Altidore up top.
So for my midfield, it's Tyler Adams at the six, Christian Roldan and Weston McKennie as the 2-8s. I left Michael Bradley out not because of what happened when we didn't qualify for the World Cup. I actually didn't even watch that game. But because every time I watch him now, it feels like his defensive capabilities are dwindling with age. And basically, his ball-spraying ability is the only thing going for him at this point, which is still incredibly useful. But I think that McKennie can bomb up and down really well and roll on and make all of the short passes and long passes necessary. He can both of them can play defensively and attacking in a more attacking position. And then on the left, I have Giovanni Reyna. I think it'd probably be outdoor depending on how the coach wants to play, who's currently Greg Berhalter. Because Josie Altidore is more of a target man. And then if you wanted Timothy Weah, or they could get behind a bit more. And then I have Christian Pulisic on the right, who currently is playing on the left for Chelsea, but he did play on the right a lot for Dortmund.
Question, where is Jordan Morris? Is he on the bench in this situation?
Just said that it's kind of a flip-flop between Weah, Morris, and Altidore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
So you'd have him play as a solitary nine up top?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think Reyna does a lot more of sort of stepping inside behind a striker than he is as a natural winger like Christian Pulisic is.
So
I think in the end, Reyna's sort of support along with Don's is enough to support Morris or Weah. And so that's how I'd have them line up. But
yeah,
honestly, I think that the bigger issue is not in the lineup. I think that we have enough good players that even if we rotate a couple of these players out, it'll still be a squad that's on a very similar level. I think there's enough depth in the U.S. team. I think that Greg Berhalter is the bigger issue.
Yeah, and I suppose that brings us to
our second topic.
Greg Berhalter.
No, third topic. For the U.S.
So I think this he was a very good coach.
Coach. He wasn't even good. The crew were good after he left.
He took them to MLS Cup, where they lost to the team that should not be mentioned. But
Isn't it Galaxy?
No, they lost to Portland.
That was when Portland won their title.
Their single title.
Wait, was that the year before we won?
It was. It was 2015.
Yeah, I remember that now. Okay, but still, right, moving after on. That, kind of
Greg Berhalter, I think, has to go, and I think they should hire Jill Ellis.
I highly doubt that she would want to coach us at this point.
If she's willing to coach DC.
But DC have history. The men's national team has Landon Donovan.
And Clint Dempsey.
And that's about it.
Yeah, well, I think if they could get her to join, I think that would be super smart.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I think that would actually work really well with the players that we have. Pulisic can definitely play the Tobin Heath role, sort of that very natural wide player. Rapinoe was always a bit more supportive than, a bit more of a support winger than Tobin Heath was, which Reyna can do. I think the fullbacks probably are the least similar because whoever played on the right, and Crystal Dunbaum forward a lot to cover Rapinoe.
And I think they usually start Kelly O'Hara on the right.
Kelly O'Hara or Kelly or Eller Krieger.
Yeah.
And they would always sit back a lot more, which isn't something that Cannon and Reggie Cannon and Dest are necessarily the best at defensive. They're not as defensively capable, but they're both also 19 and 20 or 20 and 21 maybe.
Yeah. They're pretty young.
Like the squad, there are enough players in the squad to play how she would want to play, but I think that she wouldn't want to coach us. And I just think that, I don't know.
Who do you think might be the right
pick? I personally think that Bob Bradley's kind of probably nearing his last strand with LAFC. He's good. They're still doing fine, but they're not as unstoppable as they were the past 2 years. No, they are missing Carlos Vela still.
Yeah.
Diego Rossi is 12 goals right now, I think. And
he's the leading scorer in MLS.
Yeah, he's definitely made up for that. And I just think that I believe he coached Swansea, which wasn't amazing. I think that was his job maybe before. Maybe before Swansea City,
he has coached the international team before.
Yeah, I think that would be a great pick. I think Greg Berhalter was a really. I remember when you told me that he was hired, and I just thought it was a weird hiring because it's not like the Columbus Crew were like striving for first place in the league and one of the better teams. They were like a very average. They'd make the playoffs most years, pretty much every year team. And that was where they were.
I have a shout here that's kind of out of left field, and I don't think it's that realistic, but Jesse Marsh from RB Salzburg.
He was actually linked to it, I think.
He was on BR Football Ranks, and he said he'd love to coach the national team one day.
No, I believe he was. I think it was talked about like over the summer, but before the summer, I remember. But because he is American, right?
He is American. I mean, you don't have to be American, but...
No, I know. That does play a factor.
For sure.
I also think that if they could go and maybe just talk to one of the more high-profile managers in Europe who's out of the job. Massimiliano Allegri. He's been out of the job for a couple of years now. I kind of doubt that he'd want to coach us, but at the same time, who wants him? He's a defensive coach. He's more of a defensive coach, which everybody's trying to move away from in Europe right now. And I just think that they probably need to... I just think that he probably wants a job soon, so I think he might be able to sort of...
It's just like, would the U.S. be the kind of job he would want to take?
Yeah, I know. I just think that he does need a job at some point within the next year or two. Jesse Marsh is probably the ideal candidate.
But does he want to leave Salzburg?
Maybe after this year or something. He did just lose a couple of really good players in Holland, Hwang Hee-chan, and Takumi Minamino. So Bosley is probably going to leave after this season.
Yeah, I think if he feels that he's at a point where he no longer... Like, they're obviously going to qualify for the Champions League every year, but...
Yeah.
But if he feels at a point where he's no longer competing, like, he no longer is challenged, I think that's when he would probably...
I mean, Salzburg will win the league by so many points every year, but... part of the Red Bull program, Ralf Rangnick. He's a really good coach, Ralf Rangnick. He was supposed to take over AC Milan this year, but they turned down that offer after who's their current coach, Marco Silva?
I believe so.
After their current coach got them playing so well at the tail end of the season, they were winning everything. And so I don't know, he's not as high profile as some of the other managers are, like Allegri and Pochettino, who are out of jobs. I don't think there's any way in heck that Pochettino would want to coach the men's national team. But I think those are our shouts. And the reason why we didn't stick to the standard Greg Berhalter formation with it's very odd and he has like two number 10s and it's kind of hard to explain. is because we don't think he should be the coach.
Yeah.
But
last but not least, I'd like to throw Dean Smith, who's the coach of Aston Villa, in the hat. He recently beat Liverpool 7-2, which
I'm pretty sure everyone's gonna know this, Owen.
And if he can coach Aston Villa to a 7-2 win, I think he could coach the US to a 7-2 win.
I feel like that was definitely more of a fluke. Trent was horrible. Van Dijk was like the worst center back on planet Earth. Joe Gomez was probably drunk, and I'm pretty sure Roberto Firmino thought that he was just...
He's a defensive forward.
It's not a thing.
All right, well, thank you for listening, and we'll be back soon with our hot takes. Hello, and welcome back to the Social Distancing Football Podcast. I'm Owen Murray once again with my co-host Lathan Joblin, and we're here for our final segment, Hot Takes. For my first hot take, or for my only hot take, I'm going to say that while we did mention Liverpool lost 7-2 and Man City lost 5-2, both the teams they honestly shouldn't be losing to, they're both fine. They're going to be fine. They're probably going to finish at least third, which would be honestly a catastrophe for them, but they are fine. I mean, it's not a fluke, but this season has just been so weird that everything is messed up and everybody is like, oh, Klopp out, Pep out, everybody leave. But in reality, what people don't realize is like they're going to be fine.
I think they lost 5-2. And I agree that Liverpool are probably are going to win the league again, as much as it pains me to say. But I think City, I'm actually kind of worried about. I think that their center back, Ruben Diaz, probably wasn't good enough or won't be good enough. I could be proven totally wrong in like a couple months, but I don't know. I just think that he wasn't.
Is he better than Nicolas Otamendi?
Yes. Nicolas Otamendi wasn't their starting center back partner. It was John Stones.
Is he better than
John Stones? And Eric Garcia.
Is he better than John
Stones? Probably still, but Koulibaly isn't the defender that most people think he is, probably, because he is very high rated. But Ruben Diaz is a big step down on Koulibaly, and I don't think they should assign Koulibaly because Koulibaly is getting almost, I think he's 29, maybe 30. And but my hot take is that Barcelona should not sign him. I think that he's not a standard number 9. Like, currently the only standard number 9 in the squad is Martin Braithwaite. Excuse me. And I just think that they need a real number 9 like Martinez, like Lautaro Martinez, sorry. And they need somebody who is just, they're going to Griezmann. And you can, they could play Depay on the left. That's perfectly fine if you still Dembele. And if you are okay with hurting Fosse's minutes. And I just think that what they gain out of Memphis Depay isn't enough for... Signing Memphis Depay will give them a lot. It will also cause problems and the $25 million. So if they put that $25 million towards, say, Eric Garcia or somebody, some central defender, somebody in defense, Eric Garcia or... bring Emerson to the club early, because I think he comes in 2021. The summer of 2021. They need something. And yeah, that is my hot take of the week.
All right, well, that brings us to the end of our episode. And I'm just going to say thank you to Lathan.
And thank you to you.
Of course. It's been a pleasure.
All right. See you guys next week.